AM 1300 KGLO. It is time for our Corporate Farmer program. We have Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer. Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Not too bad. It's starting to feel a little bit like fall. I know we've got some leaves and had some wind and a little bit of rain already, you know, this week. And temperature's definitely cooler. And so I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel a little bit like fall is finally here.
Oh, I am too, absolutely. You know, and honestly, I think as the next few days go by, it'll just keep getting cooler at night in particular, and that's where I think where we all start to see it. And then the other thing, too, is the sun doesn't come up until after 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's
right.
Going down before kickoff at night, right?
I tell you, it's those you know, mornings when it's still a little dark out when I leave for the office, and you know, a little dark already by the time I get out of here. So that kind of leads me to believe that it's time for fall and time for some of the farmers to be out there in the fields, and definitely seeing more and more of that, I guess, as the days go on here. Definitely seeing some beans being combined, and, you know, that's exciting and fun, and gives us something to talk about as we're having some conversations with our clients now.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, it's that time of year where you're traveling at night or early in the morning, and you see the lights out in the field going. And that's part of what we have to do in this part of the state is harvest when you can harvest.
Yeah, it looks like from the weather it should be pretty decent. I know with the moisture it kind of slows the bean process down a little bit. Have to wait for the wind and maybe a little warmer temperatures during the day to kind of dry things out. But most of the guys that kind of were slowed down yesterday were hopeful that they could catch a little of that warm breeze and maybe dry things up even more than they were before. There's several that could use just a little bit more of that warmth to get the moisture content down so that it's perfect for combining. So kind of either going or kind of waiting just a little bit for the conditions to get right to be in the fields. And so, you know, a lot of guys excited to get out there and see, you know, what this crop is going to amount to.
Yeah, you're telling me that you did a little traveling this last week too, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to get out, have, you know, seen more of Iowa, and then, you know, make some visits down into Missouri and Kansas and see, you know, what the crops look like down around there. They're definitely a little behind us, which is, you know, odd, not typical for us to be, you know, going up here and them kind of still waiting. I know there was some area try and get ahead of it and do some drying and things, but for those that rather let Mother Nature do the drying, they're kind of probably still a week or so from getting too serious down there.
Well, and then from your standpoint too, you're working with folks trying to finish the year but also get ready for next year quickly.
Yeah, a lot of that planning going on. We're kind of getting down to the last quarter of the year here, and so, you know, looking at some of the things that, you know, are going on. One thing is the new CFAP payment. The second part of that is coming out pretty soon. So that's something that farmers have been kind of getting in contact with their FSA office about, signing up for that program and getting those payments that are all kind of part of this Corona relief package that was made available to agriculture. So that's something that, you know, just came kind of into the, you know, financial decision planning here for the end of the year. So that kind of is something that we've kind of added into the equation. But for the most part, you know, things have been pretty steady. I figured today maybe is a good time as any to kind of, I guess, review some of the things that maybe we haven't talked about a little bit because they came into effect back with the original Corona COVID-type stuff. And so, you know, one of those things that I have talked to a few people about is the retirement plans. You know, the, with the coronavirus, if you were affected by that in any way, whether it be, you know, you tested positive or somebody in your family, or maybe you, we'll say, were out of work for a period of time because of a shutdown there at the business, or because somebody in your office tested positive, basically affected financially in any way because of the virus, you are allowed to take a distribution from your 401k or any kind of retirement plan without the 10% penalty. So basically they're waiving that 10% early withdrawal penalty below the age of 59 and a half is usually when that penalty comes into play. And that's up to $100,000 distribution. So had a few clients here with maybe some different circumstances, either trying to reduce some debt or pay some things off, that are going to go ahead and take a distribution. Maybe their income is down, so it's as good a time as any to take advantage of lower tax rates on those distributions and pay some stuff off. Or, you know, maybe looking at a home, you know, purchasing a home, younger farmer there that, you know, has some money in his retirement account from his job before he came back to the farm and thinks, hey, we're going to go ahead and purchase the acreage and the farmstead from mom and dad, and this would be a good way for us to get some money that we'd set aside for retirement and not have to pay that early withdrawal penalty and catch ourselves in a situation where the tax rates are lower. So I think that's a good opportunity in some circumstances for somebody to go ahead and utilize the retirement funds for other purposes you know, not get clipped there for the penalty, or maybe look at some lower tax rates than they've been at in several years.
Yeah, I think you're probably right in kind of that review time right now, too, because on a day-to-day basis, things can change.
Mm-hmm. Definitely have been changing, and you know, we're actually seeing some operating losses, you know, for our farmers with the prices having been lower. Obviously, they've kind of run up a little bit here more recently, but with the sales earlier in the year and maybe hanging on to some grain to kind of see, you know, what happens with prices here going forward, you know, sitting on a little bit of a loss. And fortunately, again, another one of the COVID relief things is, you know, some changes to those net operating loss rules. We had been under a situation where those losses had been limited, so you couldn't carry them back, and then they were also limited to 80% of your income, so you couldn't completely offset all your taxes in a given year. So it'd take a little bit longer to use those up. Well, seeing that the business was probably not going to be what it's been with the shutdowns and everything, you know, Congress did act there to kind of help some of those businesses out and loosen back up those net operating loss rules, so that you are able to, in a farm situation, carry that back 5 years and recoup maybe some taxes you paid in some prior years, or carry the full amount forward and not be limited to that 80%. So that's something that, unfortunately, you don't want to see happen for any of your businesses, but it's obviously welcome for those that find themselves in that situation and need to go ahead and utilize those loss rules.
Just another reason why, you hear me say this all the time, and you know too, Chad, why if you're involved in farming, you should get involved with Corporate Farmer to stay close with these kinds of things.
It's just so much to wrap your arms around. You know, you and I have talked a ton about the PPP loans, and that's something that was huge throughout the summer. But, you know, there's several other things, too, that are out there for those that maybe weren't able to take advantage of the PPP loans for whatever reasons, maybe didn't have employees or net income this last year. And, you know, there's some different things like employee retention credits that are available to help reduce the payroll taxes for your employees. If you didn't use the PPP, that's an alternative. you know, there's some deferral of Social Security withholdings for the taxes for your employees. That's another kind of option there. And so, you know, I get all the time clients that just say, hey, Chad, what else is available? And, you know, you almost make their head spin when you start talking about all these different options or opportunities that are a part of this whole COVID relief package. And, you know, so trying to navigate through some of those things yourself is obviously going to be pretty frustrating and definitely difficult to figure out what is best for you, because, you know, it's never a one-size-fits-all where it's like everybody should be doing the same thing. You know, we want to try each of the shoes on and see if it fits, and maybe if it's a little tight, then we try another one on, and if it's too loose, we try a third one on, and then that gets us down to that one that's just a perfect fit for your situation. And I think it's important to think about, like, those people that are out there that are going to spend the time help you through that process, and, you know, not kind of throw it back on you to sort those things out, because it can be very frustrating. And I've seen, you know, some people that have heard us on the radio, you know, call up or else want to stop by and just talk about some of these things we've discussed, because they feel like maybe they're not getting any help from the person that they're dealing with, or just don't know who to turn to. And, you know, so it's nice to be able to help them out, and that's kind of the approach that we've always taken here at Corporate Farmer.
That's good. Yeah, it really is. I mean, when you think about everything else that's going on in life right now around us, and then when farmers know, hey, listen, this is what I have in front of me. I've got to do this. I've got to do this. I've got a corn crop. I've got beans. I got to get taken care of. And then you don't want to be overwhelmed by it all.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get into that plan you always talk about. And that can be kind of comforting and take at least the edge off, I would guess.
Yeah, planning, I tell you, that seems like it's been like the hot topic, you know, with a lot of people. And I think it's just because everybody's at a different place in life at this point. You know, we've got some older farmers that maybe you're getting a little tired of all this junk, you know, that we talk about, all these changes you know, the virus issues and things like that they've had to deal with this year, and they want to slow down. And we've got younger guys that maybe have lived in bigger towns and cities and a little frustrated with, you know, maybe the masks or all the stuff that they've had to, you know, deal with, and want to get back to the farm, get back to rural Iowa where things are a little bit slower and maybe we're a little more separated and less susceptible to something like the coronavirus. And so, you know, a lot of the times we've been talking about, like, what it takes to get them back involved in the farm, get them started, and get maybe dad or grandpa kind of started on the way out or retirement. And, you know, one of the things that I've kind of has popped up here in the last few days is beginning farmer tax credit program that's available through the state of Iowa. And I know we've talked about it in the past. It may be a year or two since we've kind of gone into much details, but that's something that just yesterday had somebody talking to me about it with their son that is starting to take over some of the farms. And there's some great information if you go to iowafinance.com. You know, they've got their programs and the beginning farmer tax credit program details are all there about who, you know, qualifies for that. One thing, it's called the beginning farmer, but I always say it's really just a lower net worth farmer program, because there's no age limit. You just have to currently be below a net worth of $682,000 in order to qualify for that, and that's the operator. So, you know, maybe grandpa or dad has a higher net worth than that, but as long as the son or daughter that's coming into the farming operation has a lower net worth than that, then they would qualify for this tax credit. And it's up to 5% of the cash rent that they pay, or 30% of a crop share agreement. So those things can, you know, really turn out to be substantial as you start to look at, you know, state tax credits that help offset the liability that you would otherwise pay there. And so that's something that we've been helping with the application process there for some of our clients.
Chad, if people are thinking right now, hey, listen, you know, these guys have been talking about getting involved with Corporate Farmer. Like we always say, what's the next step? How do they get in touch with you and get all this started?
Yeah, I would just say the easiest thing is to give us a call, 800-472-6931, or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Chad, always great to talk with you. Have a terrific week, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, you too, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks, Chad. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Chad Hansen. He's the president of Corporate Farmer on AM 1300, KGLO.